We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hola, Sishir.
Hola, Nicole.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Oh, muy bien. Mucho, mucho bien, sí.
I also want to learn French because I watched a French show on the airplane.
Yeah.
And I learned cloche, which means bell.
What is it?
Bell. Cloche. Bell.
Cloche?
That's all I learned. Cloche means bell in French.
I don't need you to say bell anymore. It's the French word that I had the issue with.
Cloche. Bonjour.
In what context were they saying bell?
I think they were just like, oh, they rang the bell. And I was like, oh, they rang the cloche.
Like for class? In what context?
I don't
Why
remember.
Were they ringing a bell?
I don't know. Why am I being hassled? I don't know.
I just want to know why they're using a bell.
I don't know. And I also don't know why that's the only word I remember.
Mm. All right.
Let's see. Bonjour. Comment allez-vous? That means how are you?
Okay.
Oui, yes, un, deux, trois, one, two, three, zero, zero.
Nice.
Thank you. And then, okay, so as I was watching this show, I was like, you know how people are like, oh, before I moved to the States, I learned how to speak English watching Friends or whatever. And yeah. I was like, but how? Were the subtitles on or did they like have to decipher what was happening?
I also don't know how that happens. When we were in South Africa, we were talking to people who were like, I know 11 languages. And
yes.
We'd be like, how did that happen? And they're like, oh, you know, because people from different countries go to your school and you just try to piece together things and you learn each other's language. And I'm like, I absolutely went to school with people who spoke different languages and I did not learn their language from talking to them.
Me either. I think it's because they kept it at home and they didn't bring it to school.
You keep that in your own house.
And I'm like, come on, bring it home. Bring it from home. Bring it in. Show
bring
it
in.
Down.
There was that video of that girl who went to Lyon in France and was like upset because she was like, it's not friendly here. No one is like trying to help me. And whenever I speak French, people are mad at me and don't want me to continue speaking French. I've made no friends. I think she was there for like a week or two. And she was like, I'm having a horrible time, which people were like, oh, girl, like, don't go to France for that. If you're trying to make friends abroad, don't go to France. And she didn't even
go to
Paris.
France.
She went to Lyon.
No.
Like some, like that's not even like a touristy place.
When I was in Paris for a day, people, they were pretty angry when I tried to speak French to them. They're like, stop it, just speak English. And I was like, but bonjour, comment allez, and they were like, comment allez, no, shut up. When we were in South Africa, we were in Johannesburg, our driver, Sashir fell asleep. She left me alone with this man. But this man said to us, he said, don't trust anyone in South Africa, because you're going to go to a restaurant with all of your luggage and you're going to meet people who also have luggage, but their luggage is going to be empty and they're going to take you to get drinks. You're going to have wine. You're going to be laughing. You're going to go, I have to go to the bathroom, and you're going to trust them with your luggage. And the woman, because there's a man and a woman, and the woman's going to go, I have to go to the bathroom too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's going to go to the bathroom with me. And then you would go, I also have to go to the bathroom. So all three women are going to kiki in the bathroom, tee hee hee, put on lipstick, root stuff out of our pussies and show each other what we have up in there. I don't know what kind of fun he thought we were going to have. And then he was like, and then you're going to get back to the table. And she's going to leave the bathroom first, and your luggage will be gone, and so will him, and so will her. And then he's like, and then what do you do? And I was like, go to the cops. And he's like, what are you going to tell the cops? And I was like, that these people stole our luggage. And he was like, no, they're going to say you were having a fun time. You were drinking wine. Tell them they pulled a gun on you.
It was such a specific.
Yeah.
Long story or scenario mm-hmm. of what could happen to us in Johannesburg if we take our luggage to a restaurant.
To but a I was restaurant.
Like, what? You're driving us to a hotel right now. Why do you think we're taking our luggage to a restaurant? and it sounds like maybe this happened to him. And he's like, mm-hmm. this is what happens to everybody here. You got to watch out. Got to have your head on the swivel. Make sure you're not just hanging out with strangers. With your luggage, mm-hmm. with all of your luggage.
With all of your luggage.
And then they take it. And if they do, you have to say they pulled a gun on you.
It was so wild.
It was pretty wild.
It was truly so funny. And you went to sleep immediately after that. And mm-hmm. he did ask me, he was like, do you have any questions you want to ask? And I was like, yeah. Do y'all have a chicken inn? Because when we were in Zimbabwe, there was a franchise called the Chicken Inn, the Pizza Inn, and the Creamy Inn. And I wanted to Creamy Inn. I wanted to go to Creamy Inn because they seemed to have soft serve. And he was like, I don't know. I only eat what they prepare me. But at home, I choose what I eat. And I was like, who's they? What's going on?
This man talks so much. And I think I fell asleep because my body was like, we don't want to participate anymore. Mm-hmm. We have to self-destruct. And
I had to get my best traveler reward, so I stayed awake and I talked to him, and it was mind numbing. And at one point, I wanted to scream because he wouldn't stop talking, and it was just thing after thing after thing. I will say one of my favorite things about not being in the States is all the different cars in different countries.
Yeah,
like Toyota has so many different models. In South Africa, they had this really cute little buggy looking one. It looked like a Volkswagen Beetle, but it wasn't. It was Toyota. And all the cars are so much smaller. And I was like, wait, the States should adopt that. We should get smaller cars. Who's carting things around at all times?
Mm-hmm.
No one.
No one.
I'm usually alone in my car, or I have Clyde in there. We don't need much space. I just need room for my basketball, my roller skates, my stripper shoes, and me and my dog.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we're just like a country of abundance. We like space.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where when we were stuck in Kenya at the hotel, they were like, sit at a table for breakfast. And so I sat at a table, and then this stranger sat at my table and was like, can I sit here? And it was a room full of empty tables. And I wanted to be like, why? I actually did. That happened a different day or a different.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long we were there.
We were there for 2 years.
For a different meal, this man sat at our table and I was like, did they seat you here? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, why are you sitting here? And he's like, I just am. And I was like, okay. And then, but I was like, you don't want to sit somewhere else?
Like, you were real caring about it. You were like, can't sit here.
But I was like, now we all have to pretend. We're so tired. Mm-hmm. We haven't slept in a bed in a while. We just want to not have social graces. And now there's a stranger sitting here that's like, where are you from? And I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation. I want to eat my pancakes sloppily and go to bed. But
Why sloppily, Sashir?
Because I'm too tired to do it
squares.
Sloppily. I'm going to grab it with my hand.
All right.
Shove it in my face. But then it happened again with that woman. And I was like, oh, maybe here they're just like less concerned with having your own space. Where in America, I feel like everyone, like if you go to Starbucks, you're like, I want to sit at this 4-person table by myself. Don't you dare join me.
Don't you dare. If anything, I'll ask you to get up and leave so I can have this table for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very curious thing about it. Another curious thing about that hotel is they had butter sculptures. They had an alligator and a some sort of big cat butter sculpture.
But it had red eyes. So I was like, is it a rat? What is
it? Was pretty wild. It didn't make any sort of sense. Truly disconcerting.
Really disconcerting. And I was like, is it for us to use? Because who's going to take a scoop out of this rat?
Yeah, I'm not buttering my rolls with a rat.
No, ma'am.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Also, when we were checking into that hotel, we had been in an airport for so fucking long. The lady checking us in, her name was Nicole, and I went, I'm Nicole too. She just stared at me.
And you were like, she's crying.
Tired. She's tired.
Oh, I'm Nicole too.
Also, they tell you if you're not dating anyone here, go abroad. And I did it. I went abroad for 18 years and I didn't meet nobody.
Well, that's not true. We went to the Zambia, Zimbabwe immigration office, and there was a man who yes. said, because you're very rich and American, you should take me home with you.
You're right. Okay. And when we were leaving Kenya, this man asked me when I was coming back, and I said, wow, you're trying to take me somewhere? And he said, yeah, I am. And then he shook my hand and I was like, oh my God. Oh, okay. So border control when I'm leaving a country is where I'll find somebody where I simply can't go on a date with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my God. And okay. One of our hotels had zoo nuts. nuts that you could buy at the zoo.
You have to explain that.
The Los Angeles Zoo has these nuts, these almonds that are so good. They're just like sweet almonds. And then the
They're
hotel
just candied almonds. They're not like exclusive to the zoo.
They're zoo nuts. I've only had them in the zoo. And they had them in the Seychelles. So I was eating these nuts. Also, everywhere we went, I had nuts. I love nuts. And that's the thing Sashir didn't know about me.
I didn't
know.
It was
very interesting.
But everywhere we went, you're like, ooh, nuts. And then I turn around, you're just like sitting on the bed, kicking your feet in the air, eating nuts.
And then one time you were so mean to me. You were like, are you going to dinner? You're going to sit in the bed and eat your nuts. I was like, oh, I can finish these nuts and go to dinner at any point.
Well, because we were like getting ready for dinner and like we had to like get dressed and like shower and stuff like that. And you're just in pajamas, kicking your feet, eating nuts. And I was like, are you coming to dinner? Or are you just going to sit on the bed and eat nuts?
I was coming. I was getting ready. I was pre-gaming dinner with my nuts. And okay, so I ate all the zoo nuts and they hadn't refilled them the next day. And I was like, I guess no more zoo nuts for me. And then you were at a massage and the like someone knocked on the door and this man goes, I have your nuts. And I was like, oh. And he's like, I came to refill your nuts. And I was like, oh, thank you. And it was like real sexual. And I was like, Is this man gonna fuck me over zoo nuts? And I wish he had. I wish he had. I wish I got to grip my zoo nuts as he blew my back out.
He just pours them onto the bed, leans on top of all of them.
Oh, I would have loved it. Would have been sticky, but it would have been fun. Also, oh we got a massage in Zimbabwe. And the lady who did my massage did not speak very much English. And she whispered something at me. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again? And she said, no, we are finished. I think she thought I was asking for a massage again.
Yeah.
but
Can
it
I
made
get
me
that,
laugh.
Get that again? No.
No, we are finished.
Yeah. I also had a bruise on my shin. That I probably got in the devil's pool because fish were biting my legs and I probably jerked my leg into a rock or something. And so when we were getting the massage, I was like, hey, just so you know, I have a bruise on my shin, but like everywhere around it is fair game. And she's like, got it. And then she didn't have it and just massaged my full leg. And I was like, oh, ow, it actually hurts in this spot. And I kept pointing at it. I was like, this spot hurts. And she's like, got it. And then she started massaging just that spot. And I was like, no, I really just don't want you to touch it at all because it hurts. And she's like, okay. And I was like, you know what? Just move to the other leg. She just moved. But I was like, I don't know how I could have explained that better. It hurts there. So don't touch it.
Maybe she was like, oh, it hurts. So I'll massage the hurt out of it.
I guess. But no. It's a bruise.
No. we also went to a spa in Johannesburg. And to me, spas are like serene and relaxing. But Sashir was like, what time does the spa close? And they were like 6 or 7. She was like, all right, we got to get to the spa. And we like threw our shit down. And then she's like, I'm ready. Are you ready? Get your flops on. And we like rushed down to the spa. And she was like, we got to get in the hot tub.
Because we only had an hour after we checked in. I was like, we only have an hour. We have to go. Because I just was dying to get in some heat. I was like, we were on a bunch of planes. I was cold and frigid and felt gross. And then we got in the steam room, which felt very good to me. Not so good to you. And then
it was too hot.
Yeah, but I like it really too hot. And then we went into the hot tub, which was not as hot
it was not
as we'd like.
A hot tub. I would say it's a lukewarm tub.
It was lukewarm.
And we were like, oh, can we turn this up? And they were like, no. I was like, okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Also, when we were in Hotspurt, that's where we did the game drives at the safari, I watched a monkey shit in our pool. And it was really upsetting because it looked me in the eyes and took a shit. Couldn't believe it.
And then I was like, a statement.
Like, it really was. It was like, you shouldn't be here. And I was like, all right, but I am.
And this then is they my did, home.
They did clean the pool, but like, I still was pretty. I was like, I don't know if I'll get back into that again. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched so much shit and I just.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And I knew they were after my nuts. So, like, we were just
enemies.
And
yeah, maybe that's why they shit in the pool, because they're like, we want your nuts.
Not my nuts. God. Mm-hmm. And I've been eating nuts since I got back. I always have a can of peanuts and I've just been munching on them. It's been nice.
I don't know how I didn't know this about you.
But I love nuts.
But you're a nuthead.
I'm a nuthead. I'm a nutty bitch. Well, I don't know how you didn't know. On the flight there, they kept giving us nuts and you kept saying you didn't want them. And I was like, take the nuts and give them to your nut friend.
Yeah, but like before this trip, I don't recall you like pounding nuts this much.
What do nuts have in them? Potassium?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm potassium deficient and that's why I need the nuts.
Maybe.
Huh. I don't want to be deficient.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you can be. You had so many.
I really did. And I really made a mistake when we were in Seychelles. Somebody told us, they were like, oh, our new friends who are moving to Cincinnati. They were like, okay, so nuts, protein. So I'm deficient in protein, healthy fats, fiber, vitamins, and minerals.
I don't think because you like nuts and eat them often, that's enough proof to say that you are deficient in all of these things.
I'm deficient in protein. And I don't have healthy fat, bad fat only. And I need more nuts.
I still don't think there's enough evidence.
Oh man, I can't believe this is how I'm finding out I don't have protein and healthy fats.
Yeah, there's like actually more official tests you can take to figure out what you're deficient in. Just not the
results
fact that you
are
like
in
to eat nuts.
Oh no, this is terrible. But anyway, our new friends from Cincinnati, they didn't judge me for being deficient in protein, but they were like, you should eat fish because that's like, it's local, it's fresh, it's so good. So I ordered fish and the chef served me a fish full of bones with a head still on and an eyeball looking at me. And the juice, it was a juicy eyeball too. And it was, oh, it was good fish, but like the bones made it too hard. And
yeah.
I don't know about you, but I eat food that I don't have to work for.
That's not true. You like shelling shrimp and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't like when the head is on.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to just peel them, but I'd rather not, you know?
Yeah, I don't want
to
work.
I'd love to pick up food and put it in my mouth without having to work.
Is that too much to ask?
Is it? I mean, I will work for peanuts because peanuts are a magical thing to eat because, like, you shell them and you have them in a bowl. And when you root around when you think you're done, there's always more peanuts at the bottom.
Yeah, one time you were eating peanuts and I think you said something like, oh, this is why I like eating peanuts. There's always a surprise. Which you're referring to like one peanut that you missed at the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah. They're great. And it's an activity, you know? It's like Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I had such a nice time. Mm-hmm. But I'm not enjoying doing my dang laundry.
I haven't even started.
I started, and it's not great. I'll tell you that. It's really not great. I don't think you're going to have a good time doing it. I think you're going to be like, oh, God, I hate it.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't think you're going to scream about it, but I think you're just going to be like, oh, grumble, grumble.
Yeah, probably.
And yeah. So. Yeah. Boy, oh, boy. I'm trying to think if I should order Burger King again tonight. because it wasn't optimal tasting last night. And I'm hoping it tastes better tonight.
I think you should wait maybe like 48 hours. Okay. Because maybe your taste buds will adjust a little bit.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I've been craving Burger King.
Yeah.
I feel like that's another thing you didn't know about me. How much I love Burger King.
This is true. You mentioned it a few times, and I was like, oh wait, you sincerely like Burger King? And you're like, yes.
But I crave Whoppers.
But I don't think we've gotten Burger King together.
I mean, yeah, Burger King's not a thing you share with your friends. Like, what? What? How would you feel, Sashir, if I called you up one day and I was like, hey, do you want to go out to eat? My treat. And you said yes. And I picked you up and took you to Burger King. You would be so mad at me.
This is true.
Or if I was like, Sashir, let's go to Burger King, you would go, no. There's no world where I'm sharing my love of Whoppers with you. As unfortunate as that is.
This is a very good point. I would be confused. I'd be like, why is this even a suggestion?
But I will say this, their soft serve machine always works.
Mm, yeah.
Always. Not like some other places I know that begin with an M and end with an S.
I think they're, wait.
McDonald's.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you got it.
I did get it, yes.
Okay.
But I was trying to remember if McDonald's was suing the soft serve machine company or if the machine company, I think the machine company is suing McDonald's because they're like, oh, our machines never work. And then The company was like, our machines work perfectly. I don't know what y'all are doing, but you are giving our brand a bad name because you keep saying our machines don't work.
That's pretty intense. The neglect on McDonald's part is affecting another company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we talked about a little bit? Franchises. Franchising's interesting.
Yes.
I could open my very own Burger King if I wanted to. And it would be my Burger King. But then I have to give Burger King a percentage of the money I earn, even though it's my Burger King.
Yeah, because it's still the it's still like their name, their logo, their everything, really. You just, yeah, you run it, but it's their company still.
But then, is franchising worth it?
I really don't know. I think if you open up your own location, yeah, I think you make money. I don't know, but I have no idea how it breaks down.
I wonder how much money you make a year franchising. Judith, do you mind looking up how much money you make a year franchising at Burger King?
Are you trying to do it?
I don't know. I'm thinking, okay. I mean, wouldn't it be really cool if I opened a Burger King?
I don't know if it'd be really cool.
You could come through and get a Whopper whenever you want.
Yeah, but I can also do that at any other Burger King, too.
You're right. Oh, the franchise fee is $50,000 and requires a total investment of $300,000 and 2 million doolers? And then what? And then I have to pay them 4.5% in royalties? Can you click on how much does a Burger King franchise owner make in a year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can make $1 million annually? So I make eight. Whoa, okay.
And at top performing locations, you can make more than $2 million.
Okay. I might open a Burger King.
Great.
Maybe I'll be the queen.
The Burger
Queen of Burger King. And then I'll have to find my Burger King to rule my burgers with.
To rule the kingdom.
Yeah, these are all pipe dreams. I don't think that's something I'll actually do, though.
I also don't, I mean, maybe there's,
yeah.
I don't think, I was going to say, I don't think you can customize your location.
Oh,
I think it has to look like the rest of the other Burger Kings. And I don't think you'd be happy with that.
I don't think I'd be happy with that either. Because if I were to franchise a McDonald's, I would want it to be a Grimace McDonald's. Where everything is purple. And we have purple buns. We're the Grimace McDonald's. Maybe I'll write a letter and ask.
You should. I mean, I feel like that's a good pop-up idea.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I'm filled with great ideas.
Filled.
Filled to the brim. Overflowing, my cuppeth runneth over.
Sashir.
Nicole.
What was the most exciting thing you did when you got home?
Like today?
When you got home from Africa.
I mean, a hot shower felt really good. I texted you after. I was like, I just took a shower. Highly recommend. You were like, I have taken a shower before it.
I was like, I did that immediately. Well, I mean, I had to. I was wearing the same clothes for 2 days. Mm-hmm. I was wearing the same underwear for 2 days. That's stinky. That's gross.
Yeah. But it was extenuating circumstances because our travel got all messed up at the end.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I loved. I fell asleep in the weirdest way on my couch. And when I woke up, I was like, that wasn't comfortable, but I'm home.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Hi.
Do you want to take a quiz or something?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it. Eat nothing but Mexican food for 24 hours and I'll guess if you're more introverted or extroverted?
Great, let's do that.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. You want to know what I came home to? Lots of packages. But one of those packages had, guess what kind of books in there? You get three guesses.
Self-help.
No.
Erotic.
No.
Cooking.
No, these were all great guesses. Babysitter's Club books. Okay, let's get into the quiz.
Okay, eat nothing but Mexican food for 24 hours, and I'll guess if you're more introverted or extroverted.
Okay, pick one.
Tacos.
Quesadilla. Or as a lady said to us in Africa, quesadilla.
Menudo.
Ooh, machata.
Machaca?
Oh, machaca?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a machaca is.
I don't either.
Looks like a loose taco.
It does.
I'm going to say quesadilla.
I'm going to say taco.
Ooh. I do love a taco. Pick one.
Burritos?
Chilaquile.
Tostadas?
Elote.
I love elote.
You do love corn. Speaking of corn, I had corn soup in Africa, and I now like soup.
Yeah, it changed everything.
I wonder, it's because of KLM, the Dutch Airways. They served me this soup that was so good. And yeah. Then I had two more good soups. I'm a soup head. Burrito.
I am proud of you for trying new things. You try a lot of new things. You're like, I don't know what this is. And then you would bite into it and you'd be like, ooh, I like that. Or no, I don't like that. But I feel like, you know, pre-Africa Nicole would be like, I'm not going to try that at all. I already know I don't like it.
Well, I was like, I'm going back to where my people are from. I better taste some of their stuff.
Which and is funny, because like, it's what? Soup. Corn soup.
My people ate corn soup. It was passed down through generations. It was taken on the boats. When we were dropped off, we survived on corn soup. We also had malva pudding, which is one of the most delicious things I've ever fucking had.
That's so good.
Oh.
Mm. Pick one.
Enchiladas.
Tamales.
Huevos rancheros.
Conchas.
I don't know what a concha is.
It's like a pastry?
Oh. Okay.
Sweet bread.
Oh. Oh, it looks like a seashell.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I love a tamale.
I like huevos rancheros.
Ooh, she said, give me eggs.
Give me eggs. Pick one.
Chip and guacamole.
Birria.
Pico de gallo.
Ceviche.
I'm picking chips and guacamole. I fucking love guacamole.
I also will do chips and guacamole.
The first time I had guacamole, because I thought I hated avocado because my dad ate it all the time. And I was like, I'm not like that, man. Tess made me guacamole. And I was like, you can make it yourself. And she was like, you can make anything yourself. And that really opened my eyes. Pick one more.
Horchata.
How do I say that? Jarritos.
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 Topo Chico.
Mexican hot chocolate. I do like horchata. Jarritos. I'm going to go with horchata.
Nice.
It's good and milky and spicy. Who's that?
That is Sashiris.
Oh,
I'm an introvert. Duh. You tend to stick to yourself, but you still love to socialize and hang out with your friends.
Your nights out just look a bit different than most. You love a good night at the movie theater or taking a painting class. I've never done that before.
You haven't taken a painting class.
No, but I guess I would.
I'm an extrovert. You're someone who can't stand the thought of being left alone or sitting in one place for too long. You're always on the go. On to the next fun, bright idea, or whatever adventure you have in mind. I think this is dead on.
Yes. And then your picture is SpongeBob with cross eyes. And mine was Daria, who I do associate with.
I've never seen Daria.
That was one of my favorite shows when I was younger.
Wow. A lot of people like Daria, from what I understand.
Yes.
I grew up without cable, so like I don't know Daria. I don't know Beavis and Butthead. I don't know Dog Cat.
Cat Dog.
Oh, okay. I do know Doug Funny. I got to see him.
You got to see him?
Yeah. I saw him the most, I feel like, when I would get cable. People's homes.
Yeah, I like Doug.
But I'm big on Arthur because that was a PBS show, mm-hmm. and we got PBS.
Nice.
I said, hey, it's a wonderful kind of day where you learn to work and play and get along with each other. I can't remember anything in my life. But I'll never forget the Arthur theme song.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that like by Ziggy Marley or something? Or like,
I believe so.
Well, the Marley men.
I think it was a Marley man. I think it was a Marley son. Bob Marley's son's name is Ziggy? Ziggy Marley!
Yeah, there it is.
Ziggy's a great name. Mm-hmm. I think if I had a kid, I'd name them Ziggy. Nope, I'd name them Deuteronomy.
Yes, we already know what you would do.
Should we answer a world question?
Yeah, just a world question.
Ooh, this is a world question. Foreign exchange friendship gone bad. Uh-huh. Hi, Nicole and Sashir et al. What does that mean?
And everyone else.
Oh, it's et al?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Let me get straight into it. I have a friendship question that's been on my mind more than I care to admit. So, last year, I went on exchange to the U.S. for a semester. I am from Europe. I wonder where. Europe is pretty big. In the first couple weeks, I became friends with two other European girls. Let's call them Annie and Du. Annie and Du were roommates.
Or Doe?
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, it is Du. It's just D-O. Okay. But it is a very funny
name. I was dumb.
It's a very funny name to pick.
Okay. Annie and Du or Doe were roommates and did everything together. I genuinely liked hanging out with both of them. However, Annie and I got along a little better. That is a little bit of an understatement. Annie and I really connected fast. People started to comment on it and spread rumors that we were dating. We weren't. She identifies as straight. I do not. Even my best friend from home commented on our chemistry when he first met Annie.
This really pissed off Du. And during a party, she started an argument with Annie about it. Needless to say, this really upset Annie. And she didn't want to lose her friend, but mainly didn't want drama in her room. This fight impacted the rest of my exchange as my friend and the person and I felt safe with all of a sudden started acting really cold and distant when we were in group settings. When Annie and I were alone, it was fine, but we didn't get the chance to see each other as much because she often had to do something with Doe. The only other time she would act towards me like she did in the beginning was when we'd have a few drinks, which would often piss off her roommate again because she would be giving me too much attention. This all fucked me up pretty bad, especially when Annie told me about the things Doe had said behind my back. Ooh. Now, we've been back in Europe for a little bit, and Annie and I have been keeping in touch. We used to text every day and have gone on a couple of trips together. I know she also keeps in touch with Doe. Annie always told me that she did not forgive Doe for the way she treated me When I would express my insecurities, she would always reassure me that I wasn't dough and that things are different with me.
One of the insecurities that I have is that I don't want to overtext her. I know that dough does that. Dough does do that. I have always felt a little bad for dough because I felt like Annie was leading her on a bit. Annie would tell me she didn't want too much contact with dough, yet she wouldn't tell dough that. Now I have started to feel Annie pull away from me a little bit while she's in full contact with dough. They're texting every day, calling, and going on trips together. Now my question is, what should I do? I respect her boundaries too much to text Annie as much as Doe does, but I don't want to lose my friend. I'm also a little upset at Annie for being this close to someone who hurt me and her as much as Doe did, but I also don't want to come between her and her friend. I've tried bringing this up with her multiple times, but every time she'll just tell me what she thinks I want to hear and maybe stop mentioning Doe for a little while, only for me to hear a month later she has planned two new trips with Doe. Thanks for reading my long email. I love the podcast a lot. It gave me so much needed giggles and familiarity on my long walks on campus during my exchange.
Mm. Okay.
I personally think Doe is none of your business. This person is out of your life. And I think Annie, I do think Annie will either not respond or tell you that you're reaching out too much. I think you should text Annie as much as you want because that's your friend. And I think you got to get Doe out of your brain because that person isn't in your life anymore. And their relationship really isn't your business. And I know your feelings are hurt, but Annie has said to you that you do mean something to her and she wishes to continue your friendship. And it's not nice that she wasn't nice to you in mixed settings, but also it sounds like you guys are young and it sounds like that was maybe a mistake because of age and not realizing that you don't have to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really good. Yeah. I have friends who are friends with people that I don't care for or we're just not friends. Or something actually happened, but like, that is their business. That's their relationship and them remaining friends with someone who you don't get along with doesn't mean they don't have your back. It's just they're viewing their relationships separately. So I don't think you have to bring it up with her, with Annie at all. And definitely don't need to keep talking about it with Annie because it probably makes Annie uncomfortable. Yeah, just enjoy the relationship that you do have. And I also agree with Nicole that you don't have to worry about overtexting because if this person enjoys talking to you, they will be happy to get your text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get do or doe out of your brain because that means doe or do one if they're just on your brain like that. Mm-hmm. Don't let them rent space in your mind room without paying rent. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Solved.
Solved.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I've been listening to your podcast for a really long time, and I love you guys. It's a great podcast. I moved to a different state about a year and a half ago, and since moving, it's been like next to impossible to make new friends. Being an adult is weird with making friends. My husband works from home too, so he doesn't really have the opportunity to make any. So I've been out and about in the world trying to find people to hang out with us. I've made one friend, which is cool. But I have two coworkers. They're two male coworkers. They are super cool though, and I feel like I vibe with them more than anyone else at work. They're like my favorite people to hang out with. They're really funny. I think they think I'm really funny. I've gotten one to hang out with me before for a tailgate and then like some beers after and hang out with my husband too. Amazing vibe. But these two I like a lot. I want them to be my friend outside of work. I don't know how to ask that though. Like some people don't like to be friends with their coworkers outside of work. Also they have friends here, so they might not be on the market for any. And I also don't want to, it's like weird for me to ask, I guess, like, someone of the opposite sex, like, be my friend, please. But I don't want it to be taken any further away, which I don't think it will. I'm not, like, tooting my own horn. I don't know. I'm making this conversation weird now. But basically, I want to know how to try to make these coworkers be my friend outside of work. Because I think they like me, too. I get the vibe that they do. I think we're good. But anyway, thanks for any advice. And I love listening to your podcast. And I love you.
I think you can be vulnerable and honest. Like, just be like, hey, I'm new here. I like you guys. Can we hang after work? Or like, what are you guys doing this weekend? Can I come? like, if they're, what are you doing? Can I do the thing as well? And as far as the opposite sex thing, I think if it's like, if you ask maybe both the guys, like if it's a group mm-hmm. thing, it'll be clear. Like, it's not, you're not trying to like hang one on one and like, there's no like salacious business. I wish it was more, I think it kind of, it is sometimes normal for people to hang out with opposite sex friends, but like for some reason there's still like an underlying like, oh wait, is this a thing? Mm-hmm. Is this gonna be like, I've definitely asked men to hang out and then they'll be like, oh, well, I have a girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, cool. But that's not why I was asking you to hang out. And now it's weird. But yeah, I think if it's like a group setting, they will, I think, understand that this is that you want to be their friend. And also, it sounds like they've hung out with your husband before, so they should understand mm-hmm. that anyway. But yeah, I think you can just be like, I want to like hang out with you after work or outside of work because I'm new and in the market for friends.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's nothing wrong with being like, I'm new and I want a friend, so let me hang out with you guys. And since you've already hung out, like, they like you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, like, jump in with open toes and have a nice Ew. Time.
Open toes?
Open toes, full heart. And hang out with them and have a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess people do that. I've never had someone be like, oh, I have a girlfriend. I don't think I'm a threat. So I don't think people feel the need to do that. They're just like, oh, okay, let's hang out.
But how are you hanging out with many straight men?
I mean, all the improv boys I've ever hung out with are straight men.
I think that's different, though, because it's like we're all like just comedians who are like, I don't know. At a show, at a bar, at, you know, we're like, we're all mm-hmm. hanging all the time. But I think if it's like, I don't know, your coworker or like.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the same thing as Nicole. Like, my two male straight, not, I mean, one is bi, one is straight, but the met them in improv and we, like, I was truly like, I'm going to take this class and like go on my merry way, like not be friends with anyone because I'm close-minded, clearly. And I instantly connected with these guys. Mm-hmm. And it became, like, after improv, we would, like, either go to a show, and then we'd be on the sidewalk, like, talking for, like, another hour. And it just, like, something happened. And it took me being like, hey, like, do you guys want to go out and get, like, dinner sometime? And they were like, yeah, let's do this. It'll be so fun. But I have had jobs in the past where I have had male straight friends before, and I've been like, hey, I was like thinking about going bowling or like going to like the billiards place and like grabbing a beer, and, like playing pool. Like, would anyone like want to come? And I think when you open up the conversation, it's actually far easier than people realize. Mm-hmm. And it's just that easy. Like, just be like, hey, I was thinking of doing this weekend. Would any of you guys want to join? And
yeah,
9 out of 10 times they say yes. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So. Straight from the horse's mouth, someone who's done it.
Are you calling Jordan a horse?
What's more elegant than a horse? You tell me what's more elegant than a horse. You're having trouble. Name one thing more elegant than a horse.
A butterfly.
I am calling Jordan majestic, but is a butterfly powerful? No, ma'am.
I didn't know power.
Isn't
had to
that
be
a
part
phrase? A horse's mouth?
Yes, it is. It was just very strange for you to say it directly after Jordan was speaking.
I think you're right, Jordan. I'm really sorry I called you a horse. I think you're like a really nice friend in person who's really outgoing and like did a really good job of like getting more friends and stuff.
Thanks, Nicole. I listen, I'll take it. Horses, you're right. Horses are majestic and it's fine. I'll be compared to
Can
a
I
horse.
Ride you? Just kidding.
Well, if you have any questions or queries from the horse's mouth, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have transcripts for our new episodes. You can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yes.
Well, I have to ride off into the sunset. See you guys.
Giddy up.
Yeehaw.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.